I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. After India's general election this summer, the Hindu Nationalist Party, known as the BJP, lost its majority. Christians hope for a positive change in the government's stance toward them, but Floyd Brobel of the Voice of the Martyrs Canada says,
increasingly, not only in India but in the world, we're seeing governments more hostile to open channels of funding ministries for the advancement of the gospel.
Pray for wisdom as ministries consider new strategies to stay connected in an uncertain political future.
Will all our ministry partners be cut off from any type of funding or resourcing, even communications? How will we communicate with them? That may be an extreme measure, but we've seen that happen before.
Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. And strong leadership is a keystone of the church, Christian ministries, and missions. Yet leaders marked by corruption and lack of integrity seem common. Mary Jo Wilson of A3 says they seek to change this narrative through gospel-focused training for gifted leaders, whether they're men, women, young, or old. In contexts that often neglect women, A3's training helps women feel more confident expressing their leadership gifts and become equipped to do God's work. Wilson says that for any training to succeed, A3 needs prayer.
People can be praying, God would help us to find a way to really step into men and women partnering together deeply for his mission. And especially in countries where women experience tremendous oppression, just to see the beauty of the gospel.
Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Transworld Radio is offering a free 30-day devotional written by TWR President Lauren Libby, called Get Hope. It's meant to encourage you through scripture and help you meet life's challenges. Sign up for free when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.